Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Where the Wild Moms Are by Katie Blackburn is a 32-page illustrated picture book published by Faber & Faber in 2016, with artwork by Sholto Walker. It is a humorous tribute to Maurice Sendak's Where the Wild Things Are, reimagining that familiar childhood classic through the experience of an exhausted mother who temporarily rebels from domestic routine. The story begins with a mom who refuses to get dressed after a frustrating day, then moves into a fantasy sequence in which she travels to a place filled with wild moms. There, the book treats maternal exhaustion, self-assertion, and the wish for a break with wit, rather than sentimentality. Its purpose is not to offer parenting advice, but to validate a common emotional experience for parents, especially mothers, in a light, playful format, because it combines parody, affection, and visual charm. The book works both as a gift item and as a brief comic reading experience for adults who recognize the pressures of family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a picture book parody built around a modern motherhood experience. The central creative idea of Where the Wild Moms Are is its transformation of a beloved children's classic into a story about adult maternal fatigue. Rather than imitating Maurice Sendak only for style, Katie Blackburn uses the recognizable structure of a child's adventure to frame a parent's emotional retreat from daily demands. That choice gives the book instant familiarity while also shifting the emotional center from childhood imagination to adult overload. The result is a parody that depends on recognition, but it is not empty imitation. It uses the old adventure pattern to show how a mother might long for escape after a difficult day, making the humor feel grounded in ordinary family reality. This approach also helps the book reach two audiences at once: adults who remember the original, and parents who see their own lives reflected in the new version. The book's short length and picture book format reinforce this effect by keeping the joke sharp, visual, and easy to share as a gift or quick read. Secondly, humor as a way to normalize maternal exhaustion. The book's most important emotional function is its use of humor to make exhaustion feel recognizable rather than shameful. The mother's decision to go on strike, refuse to get dressed, and retreat upstairs is exaggerated for comic effect, but the feeling behind it is familiar to many parents. By presenting this moment playfully, the story avoids moralizing and instead creates a space where frustration can be acknowledged openly. That matters because parenting culture often expects constant patience and self-sacrifice, leaving little room for visible fatigue. The book answers that pressure with a gentle joke: a tired mother can briefly become a wild creature without ceasing to love her family. This balance is the source of its appeal. It does not deny the strain of childcare, sleeplessness, or routine, but it turns those pressures into something readable and shareable. In that sense, humor becomes a practical emotional tool. The book offers recognition first and comfort second, which is why it resonates strongly as a Mother's Day or baby shower gift. Thirdly, a fantasy sequence that turns ordinary stress into playful release. Once the mother reaches the world of the wild moms, the book shifts from domestic complaint into fantasy. But the fantasy still serves a clear emotional purpose. The scene is not built as a deep alternate world with complex rules. Instead, it functions as a temporary release from household responsibility. Party tricks, dancing, and being crowned queen of the wild moms all symbolically reverse the usual burden of care. The mother is no longer only the person organizing meals, managing children, or absorbing everyone else's needs. She becomes the center of attention, admired for her energy and individuality. This imaginative detour matters because it dramatizes what many tired parents secretly want: a brief space where they are seen as more than a function. The fantasy does not reject family life, however. It exists long enough to restore perspective, then gives way to return. That structure makes the emotional arc believable. Escape is shown as restorative rather than permanent, which keeps the book from becoming cynical and allows the ending to feel like a genuine reattachment to love and home. Fourthly, illustration and visual rhythm strengthen the book's comic timing. Sholto Walker's illustrations are a major part of the book's effect because picture books depend on visual timing as much as text. A parody of Where the Wild Things Are can only work if the artwork supports both recognition and contrast, and Walker's contribution helps create that balance. The images need to carry the mood from domestic frustration into fantasy, without making the story feel harsh or satirical. Instead, the visual style adds warmth and charm, which softens the comic exaggeration and keeps the mother sympathetic. In a short book like this, illustration also carries narrative weight. The movement from a tired household scene to the fantastical gathering of wild moms is easier to experience through changing visual energy than through extended prose. That is part of why the book works well as a gift item. It can be appreciated quickly, but the artwork encourages repeated viewing. The illustrations do not merely decorate the text. They help establish tone, build recognition of the Sendak homage, and preserve the affectionate quality that prevents the parody from becoming mean-spirited or too self-conscious. Lastly, a gift book that speaks to parents through shared recognition rather than instruction. Where the Wild Moms Are stands out because it belongs to the category of giftable picture books that speak to adult experience without pretending to be a practical guide. It is especially suited to readers who want something concise, witty, and emotionally accurate about motherhood. New mothers, tired parents, and readers looking for a baby shower or Mother's Day present are the clearest audience. But the book's appeal extends to anyone who understands the contrast between parental responsibility and the desire for a moment of freedom. Unlike advice books, it does not organize motherhood into strategies or solutions. Its value is more emotional and cultural. It names a feeling many people have but rarely see treated with such lightness. That makes it different from both earnest parenting books and harsher parody titles. The book offers affection rather than criticism, and recognition rather than correction. For readers who enjoy literary homage, it also provides a compact example of how a classic text can be reimagined for a new adult context without losing its original playfulness. In conclusion, Where the Wild Moms Are is best suited to readers who appreciate illustrated humor, literary parody, and stories that capture parenthood with warmth instead of instruction. Mothers are the most obvious audience, but the book also speaks to partners, friends, and relatives who want to understand the emotional pressure of early parenting in a light, accessible form. Its main benefit is not practical advice, but validation it treats fatigue, impatience, and the wish to escape as normal human responses rather than failures. That makes it easy to read quickly and easy to remember afterward. Compared with many parenting gift books, it stands out because it combines a recognizable literary reference with a sincere emotional center. The Sendak homage gives it structure and intertextual charm, while Sholto Walker's illustrations keep it visually inviting. Unlike books that rely only on jokes, it leaves room for tenderness, and unlike serious parenting books, it never loses its comic rhythm. In a crowded category of giftable books for parents, that mix of parody, empathy, and visuals appeal is what gives it lasting distinction. If you would like to support Katie Blackburn, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description.